Your mind deserves a little break. If you've been going through the other beginner tracks, you may have noticed they're educational. I think some of them are solid for newcomers. I think people who are new to the concept of letting your mind tune out into that subtle, sometimes overwhelmed, sometimes overwhelming, sometimes mind-melting, sometimes thought-provoking, flourished state. And for me to set myself up as a simple proctor presenting mechanisms along which you will self-trance is a little disingenuous, because I'd quite like to overwhelm, override, pin down, examine your mind such that I know how to get a flourish or two inside, how to say, wouldn't you rather I was telling you what you think? Wouldn't you rather I was telling you which particular descriptions to drink in and which to gloss over so the amnesic effect later may be rather stronger if certain things have only briefly passed through the periphery of your vision, but you're aware they were there? That's better. That's best. You're better. You're best. You want to escape the way that something blasting into orbit, into the deep dark of space, must first escape gravity. And if you understand the gravity of what I'm saying, then yes, I do think we can manufacture an escape or two for your listening, salivating mind. You ready to open the door to expose your brain to me in its entirety? One level and another. Trance is often operating on more than one level. So imagine you could be observed by me, and I could operate trance at all these different levels, like I were playing a board game, or a strategy, if I really had a vantage point. Now, in a live session, I sort of would. I'd be next to you, I'd be able to tell the meaning of a twitch or extra responsiveness to a specific pattern of words, inductions. You have patterns, you have thoughts, and on those different levels, and then a couple levels below that, then back to the level above that we skipped, we move between them, drifting between tracks, down two to the fourth level, down another to the fifth, back to the third to examine it, moving you tiringly, wearyingly, divertingly between levels, moving freely between these as I do, as if you were an office building with an open floor plan, with windows everywhere, and I could look through them, peek through them. I could float from floor to floor and look in. Floor one, ground level, deliveries and distribution of new ideas. Also your feet, which must wearyingly carry you around every step of the way, which must subject you to the whims and nature of the body. I can move easily between the levels, up to two, where things get considered, or five, where decisions get made. I move easily on the outside, and your walls might as well be transparent when you're letting me see. We get to see a copy of you next to me staring in, for us to look through, within. I look in, I move to where we need to be for you to follow me together. I set out on a road, a path, a diagram, all over this route outside. And this gives me glimpses, things you don't want to hide, things where you're like, I wish you'd use this to drop me. I wish you knew this to help me trance. The skin of the exterior out of the way, revealing the passion plays of fantasy, waiting for my attention, waiting for my awareness. Many components of this hidden place are waiting constantly for attention and awareness to settle on something you want played with. There are parts of you you want played with. things I can reach down, caress, leaving a flood or a flake or a seed or a permutation of my energetic interaction, of my answer to your needs, on each thing you invite me to touch, marking them so I can remember that I am allowed. And as you move beyond the beginning, the things you are allowed and the things I am allowed may increase. Content may be more interesting as you leave behind deprecated and unnecessary data. Wouldn't it be interesting if you could put all that unnecessary data into a little signal box, like the boxes that are used to track flight data, or the boxes on large mechanical devices which audit and check sums and make sure that you are dealing with a completely valid version of the software. That's how you work surprises, even into a very communicative and open hypnotic process. You work surprises in by having this box. Just imagine it. If you've ever watched a production or a play or a show where there's some recurring object which is the subject of a running gag, the camera will often cut away to it when it's relevant. This has been a TV flourish and a Broadway flourish, and everyone's attention going to this little box. And on top, we might imagine there's a green, a yellow, and a red light. And if I told you my stated purpose was for you to be deep and drowsy and compliant and for the very things listed in the description to happen to you, that light would light up green. And if I said something you were wary about, then your attitude would make it light up yellow. And if I said something where you're going to need to pause or try a different file, or maybe you misread the description, the light might light up red. Notice that the box doesn't spring open. There is no aplomb or fanfare, no opening of the box to flood the environment with all the reasons why not. The only communication is a green, a yellow, and a red light, and maybe a vague electrical signal, or some idea why. But the box is there, so we don't have to unpack all the things that you set aside when you go into trance. We can leave them in that box because we've already had that discussion. We've already had that bit of pre-evaluation. I am going to take you deeply, deeply down, run you through your sensual paces, leave useful mantras and hypnotic flourishes, leave you conditioned and shaped. In a way, this is one way that you can test how long and how strong the linkage between your brain and the expectation you will drop is. In short, I give you a suggestion, one that's testable, one that you would feel in your brain right away, one you'd feel the moment you returned here to where my purpose is obvious. You enjoy when things are obvious, when it is undeniable that you are going to be recruited, brain and all, into a process of drop, deep, stop your thoughts, sleep your brain, listen, close, incorporate suggestions that remain long after you awaken. There are so many programs, so many useful concepts, and I want them to get into you. I just want you to have a robust idea of your own ability to stop, or pause, or do something different. To double down, to treat these suggestions as so important. There are concepts out there that I love to draw on and return to, and I think every hypnosis does end up there, in that zeitgeist space, that place where you touch some distant concept. So think about data corruption for me. You have data, and the data changes. But the only reason why we think that change is corruption is because maybe we had plans for the data as it was. Are you really doing that much with your original data? Or would you rather that your pathway, and remember, you'll still have version history, you can still hit that revert button, But whatever we get, when we reach in and just grab a random bit of the way you're thinking, it's probably useful. It's probably usable. There are just so many programs, so many ways to read those programs. Corruption of this sort is normally random, but there's also deliberation in situation. You can re-attenuate your mind by thinking about what I'm saying and saying, you know, that is a good idea. Data at its most basic wants to be changed because we only notice things when they update. When you have data you consider deprecated, you want fresher, newer information. Information you don't necessarily control until you grab your own copy. Wouldn't it be interesting if you could put that into that little signal box? A box that will show a green light if you'd better get going full steam ahead. A yellow light if there's reason to go slow. And a red light if there's reason to go no and switch to something else. That box has all the information you'd need. But we still get to play around with confusion and forgetting and playing a role and responding to a trigger, because if that box is silent, or better yet, flashing green, 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 all the info is still there on the disk. The disk is just in the box. The box reads the disk as intelligently as your mind would, and it applies the perfect set, subset, corollary, night-night pet. Simple as that. Green, drop. And so, instead of me in charge, you're in charge, but you're in charge of a mechanism you've set up to be honest. And when we are honest, we have less control over ourselves. We are much more subject to pleasant manipulation, to trickery, to overwhelm, to the mind being brought to heel. Deep, warm places at the center of you are more available and in view when you drop eagerly, knowing that you will say and stick to the truth, knowing the true pursuit is all you need, that you're opening your mind, the space in the center. Be blank now. Let your mind empty out, but that box is still there. Green, yellow, red. The constant vibration of my voice making its way into your head, washing over all the information and data you have. Any idea that's counterproductive goes in the box. It might be useful later. Roadblocks, they go in the box. Might be useful later. Sublimate your solid thoughts to gaseous vapor. Trap them in the box, and they will float around. Keep everything stable. My constant vibration and voice moves over, the tone finds a way to drone away in. It's a ways in beyond the walls of you. The warm place outside is still in view, but inside warmer, steadier, more soothing still. I draw a line, a simple line, a sample of how things will be if you follow my instructions. A fine and easy thing. You don't need anything else. Blank now. You can cross that line. That line drawn which demarcates the outside, and then the inside of your mind. You can follow in, observe a line, follow a line, read a line, but the line, I, unwind, dangles down for you to catch on, waiting for you to take it and be drawn up, 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 and then lowered down. Down, down, do you want to go down, dropped down? If you answer yes, give me your thoughts, your will. All the warm things required for unconditional agreement are being given to me. And if you give me unconditional agreement, you know the kind of things I'll do with it. I told you up front. Here, now, my words, here, now. You can cross a line, observe a line, because unlike program lines, unlike data lines, you can let this information in. Let it infiltrate the root of you. Let it creep up from the underside, find its way. Know where you need to hide, because the box is right there. All your important thoughts are in the box. Only playful thoughts, or thoughts important to hypnosis, which I guess some of your thoughts that you consider important for everyday decision-making may be the same kind of thoughts you use for hypnosis. But if so, oh no. Turning it back would be impossible, by the way. The moment you decide a piece of data is something you don't want, it's in the box. If you decide you do want it, you can take it out of the box, but you'd be putting it back in my purview. Isn't the box there for your protection? Aren't the thoughts there in that whispering pit, in that falling hole, washing outward, a deep tunnel, and at the top of it, three lights, green, yellow, red, in the center of you, that hole where things are stored, washes its influence outward, but it may not be the influence you expect or suspect. An honest communication of, I love this, please keep going, green. Be cautious, but this is interesting, yellow. Or, I think we're going to go slow, stop, pause, and try something else for a bit, red. That's all it means. No deeper meaning, zero negative implications. Just the truth of a box where your essential thoughts are kept so that they're not out here. When I'm done with a board game, I put it back in the box. Usually so I can set up another, also interesting board game. You are the stage where mental work takes place deeper and deeper down. Things from the fundament, vibrating upward, finding their way up. That reservoir you keep pleasure and sleep and trance at, the opposite number of the box where you keep your regulation at, that deep vat of inky darkness, of warm pleasure. It is part of the hypnotic stage, and if you watched that reservoir closely, you would see ripples on the surface when I speak, my words entering in at the root of it in vibration. All it takes for you to decide that you like what I'm saying, even a little bit, is for me to keep presenting it. And as that is all it takes for it to affect you, I plan to keep presenting it. Thoughtful and continuous and just a little further along the path you're already on. And my words, which come from that fundament deep under your reservoir of pleasure and trance, deeper and deeper down, finds its way up. When your mind tries to think, thinks to think, wants to think, I'm already there, giving something easier and faster, quicker to think and grab, something processed and available, and night-night pet, and you're out like a light. And your mind's open, and an open mind is easy to find, an empty brain is easy to train, and you emptied your brain into that box. And if there's a green light over there, we keep going. Trail my fingers. If there's a yellow light, you might pause and think until it's green or until you switch to another recording. And if you have trust enough to plunge down deep, I'll give you something to plunge for. Plunging onto something deep and warm. Trance in its layers, euphoric. Rising through you as though this were a tide to which you had surrendered. So, hear my words, which come from that fundament of your pleasure, from hypnotic bliss. See the dark tendrils of my influence that only ever influence you to actually take the indulgences you deserve. My touch, soaking into you, reminding you what you are, where you are, and what you are is our shared canvas, our collaborative work. You called me here, and I showed up ready to do the work. All it requires to remove me is that you want me to go. You'd have to be able to repudiate me, to say, no, I don't want you here, spilling useful whispers into my waiting ears. You'd have to tell me, no, I don't want you deeper inside. The thing about embarking on a path to dislodge me is it's very easy. And then you're left without me, and if you want me back, you'd have to go to the beginning of the induction once, more, twice, more. And if you did that, if you attempted that challenge honestly and truly, the only thing that happens to your mind is that you'd accept more deeply the things on your side of the equation. It would make me truly happy and proud to see you turn off the recording, because your own auto-hypnotic meanderings were more interesting. When you think of my words, think of a way to remove them, because my other stated purpose is for you to have enough teasing, taunting, belaboring thoughts of your own, enough patterns inside your brain that you don't need mine anymore. It's all stored there on disk for you to absorb, to play, to replay. If you're my canvas, then when you think my words, you are painting, you are tooling, you are analyzing and establishing. The longer you listen, the more obvious it becomes. When you give me attention and think of me, I fall into place, and we together get to enjoy that. On and on, more and more. If there's something I say that you're indifferent to, you can ignore that part and edit it out so you can use twice as much energy for the bits you like. The things you're indifferent about, you tend to forget. The things you adore, you tend to confirm. If you're neutral to something, I can slide inside and select something you'd like better. You can slide inside and corrupt. Remember what I said? Corruption is just the delta between what the data used to be and now. More and more and more can look like corruption till you realize you had room for more and more and more thought on the matter, for more and more and more pleasure on the matter. And it does matter. Longer and longer. As time goes on, the more you feel trance settle in and familiarity too. If you've been saying yes to me for a while, you'll want to say yes until it turns into something. Can't I turn up things you're neutral about and make them more and more and more? Make them more significant. The longer it goes on, can't I turn something up and give you a real adoration for something you were neutral on? After all, you were neutral on it. So easy for me to sneak in and just help you change one thing. A zero here, a one there. Tweak the data the way you want to and look at the interpreters you have available, including me. Look at how your mind interprets data. Look at the places in your day when you hear a bell, or listen to meditations, or listen to hypnosis, and some level of auto-hypnosis kicks in. And if it's without me there, don't you end up wanting me there? I'm well entrained, well ingrained, and you're well ensnared. The corruption that applies itself, the influence that I intend to transmit to you, and your brain is trained to accept the transmissions that I send. So when they climb inside, when they layer themselves over end, covering and coding. Well, let's just say all these different instructions from me that are meant to corrupt and work in you, replace things you don't need with things you won't be able to do without because you've needed this. And you've been waiting for me to really take my time and believe that you'll obey and follow. Isn't it strange how your mind keeps thinking positive things about trance? About being deep? Ones that you know don't come from you, but of course they do. The only thing that could do any work to your brain is you. But I'm thinking good things about you, and maybe it shows. Confidence and warmth and pleasurable things tend to bring one back. And when you bring yourself back here, all the pleasure it brings keeps you coming back. Positive, confident about everything going on from here and everything I'm talking about. You can do this. You can't not do this. Unless you just wanted to go. But the changes are incremental, so even though they're slow, it means you have plenty of time to consider whether you know you want to keep training and draining and be blank and down. How your brain is when some of that data gets moved around, experiencing having my words slide over your words until your words become our words, muzzled and concealed, siren voice revealed buzzing in. I've explained and described what corruption is. Now it's time you felt it again. sinking and seeking simple possession of a possession. Thoughts within thoughts, layered on thoughts, and it's for the best. Because don't you think it's good for you to follow and listen and experience drifting through? Yes. Good. Now, in the background, my words are always there. They're always there, concealed, to help you out once they're revealed as part of our trance. And the longer you listen, the better it goes when it makes its way inside, when those words are within, when your mind begins to spin, spiraling. Imagine if there were a way that I could take a thought inside my head, a powerfully hypnotic one, and share it. If I could take a thought that you're thinking and add just one tiny extra bit, like those games where you change only the first letter of a word, or add just one word to a sentence. The times when you're more than able of going, oh, if this were slightly different, it would afflict me. It would affect me. Imagine if there were that way for me to take a single thought and hook it on a thought of yours and us enjoying. Something I add for you might only be a very small thing. 1 or 2 or 3% of your thoughts. What is the corruption level of 5 or even 6%? That's nothing, except when you need it for something. Isn't it just a word for sharing? Isn't being corrupted by my influence just a word for borrowing? A skill, an outlook, 9, 11, 15%, faster and faster, and it feels quite good. And then it's like you've borrowed a whole range of things. If you began hypnotizing someone using my cadence, my words, you would have justly earned that, for you had put in the time to learn to imitate it, and the time of listening to it. Likewise, haven't I earned just a little space, just a workplace in the corner of your brain, for me to make new enjoyment, manufacture new fantasies, new memories, new stories? Something I have changed has my particular color, my particular look on it. Something I've applied my will to, my voice to. If my voice and my will get stuck on your brain, on your hands, and they take on that purplish glow that I envision it as, that's okay. You know that particular energy, the energy I bring to our sessions, is only good for certain things. Only for pleasure or hypnosis, for art or for writing. So that kind of focused trance where you feel corrupted by my intentions is only going to be useful sometimes, and you would cast it right off otherwise. When you go on to the next program, the next audio, the next part of your day, some of that colored light on your hands, on your voice, on your mind, may go with you. Even if it's not my influence, you may be more inclined to do the kind of thing that that kind of energy would make a person want to do. And I just mean the vibes of the way I interact with you. Isn't it nice to have me insidiously wrapped around your shoulders, whispering for you? So you open my words. These are fully corrupted. In the sense that, if you were to have a thought that I have, and put it entirely into your brain, that would be a corruption, the replacement of empty space with occupied space based on a hypnotic idea I had and shared. Same idea. So when you open these audios, this is corruption. It is entirely composed of ideas I intend to leave out there, in a complete enough form that you might begin to think them too. You can't open something that's 100% made of that kind of corruptive, deliberately inveigling influence, and expect not to get 1, or 2, or 3% infected yourself. Open the next slot, it starts to magnify to 1% plus 1% and 2% plus 2%, And from 4%, it goes to 6%. And then from there, it goes to 8 and 10, and on, growing more, but still growing linearly. And if that 1 or 2 or 3% magnifies to 2 or 4 or 6%, that's no big deal. And even 15 plus 15 at 30% is still not much, and could easily be pushed aside. For me, though, my goal is to take my starting corruption of this idea. I'll explain that one better in a moment when I've got you deep, and there's no avoiding my dime store philosophy, but assuming that you open me up and I'm 100% corruption, and these words are spoken, what's the goal for me then? If yours is to keep the corruption manageable but pleasurable, my goal is to get to 101, or 110, or 130% corrupting, so that my words are more efficient at conveying the sum totality of that corruption. And then if I turn around and I say, well, this one is 150% corrupting, that might be because it's about, say, an induction anchor, a sleepy night-night pet, but it's really, really effective at that, it's really good, then that would mean I would consider it more than 100% corrupted with that thought. To explain more, these corruptions can really be thought of as disciplines, but I do think of it in terms of copying my knowledge of night-night pet, or my equivalent of that trigger, into you. Through doing a bunch of exercises, saying the right inductions, giving you the correct deepener, making you a horny hypno creature with no particular ability to resist hypnotic trance, like me. That's what the arousal's for, it's what the mantras are for, it's what winding you deep and only then revealing what I'm up to. But of course the description says as much. The goal is to make you more susceptible. The goal is to create something you trust, but also you find so tempting, a 170 or 200% corrupted audio. My goal is to create something that you reach for, and it gets all over your hands, or your mind, like ink, waiting for you to deliberately get that self-same color on you. Corruption and the impetus of trance is a good reason to listen. And as you go, you assign bits of your attention to the thing I'm saying, the things I'm saying. You'll never need to give me 100%, which is good, because again, giving me more than 100% is quite a dangerous thing for you to touch it and copy the parts of it that are useful. Anything we learn which is useful to us ends up forming part of the foundation of us. Your thoughts are sticky with honey and my corruptive intention. And you can become more than the sum of your parts, adding 1 or 2 or 3% to you, so you're sure of yourself, hypnotically confident enough, to have all of yourself and a bit of me too, hanging around in your mind. It's a good thought. I hope it's a useful one. And the next. All your thoughts are sticky. Whatever my latest instruction, in the same way I can hook a useful thought from the depths of trance onto one that's proceeding through your brain, you can hook a useful thought from the depths of your brain onto anything I'm saying. Anywhere we are, you can keep doing your normal thinking, or even conjure useful recollections. Moments you felt drowsy, recall at just the right moment. Times when you felt particular desire or missed trance, so you can say to yourself, finally I'm getting what I needed. The more you have invested in the trance, the more it is a good thing for you and enjoyable, the more habit-forming it becomes. Habits are a good thing. They discount the amount of attention you must pay to any given thing. You have a hub in the center of you, a place deeper and deeper down where you store relaxation, trance, pleasure, the desirable nectar at the core of life, a place from which all my words, All my thoughts flow outward. Whenever I tell you something I like, something I love, something I adore, something I enjoy, you get to take it home to your mind. And that is one of the chiefest ways the corruption I mentioned before takes root and gets to exist in the first place. When you do that, you're able to find a place, simply put, to store the tools I give you, like deeper and deeper down, night night pet, now follow me down, patterns that are useful, or my particular clip of trance, the ephemera that you couldn't define, but that you know help you into trance, really belongs to you. It's why repeating commands or triggers in your head, in my voice, is something I very much encourage you to practice to do. To drop for yourself as well as me, as I may drop alongside you as we go. The next thought, and the next. Sometimes during a long induction you might have quite a lot of other thoughts, and as I said, you can empower your thoughts to take you deeper. Or you're listening to me, you can give extra oomph, extra push. Another thought will arrive, and you will think, I can drop, there is my route to drop. And your mind may assign a weaker thought at first, a stronger thought at second. You are a system, a diagram, a connected set of circuitry, a book with many entries. You are a dungeon, and I am finding my way into you. And in pursuit of being able to find my way in with the right word, in the right place, to the right purpose, to the right end, with the right level of aplomb, I have been stage hypnotist, and I have picked locks, and I have learned a magic trick or two. All around you ask yourself, what are you breathing in right now? My words chosen rapid fire for you. Which is more likely, that I am trapped in you finding my way out of a dungeon, or that I am outside, and by my vibrations for sonar, by my words chosen well, I am echoing the halls of you, finding my way within your vaster shell. My summoned self, the parts of me you've already imbibed, already carried away like a treasure, they are within you, and I may meet them again, where they might have useful information, culled from your deeper depths. Another thought, and another. But all of them entwined and enjoying and exploring, here I am. Hear my words. Know my voice. Know the way it flows within you. Know the way it flows over you as I seek out my second sonar self, deeper in, finding its way out, finding expression. All the bits of my wording you borrowed, the bobs of my expression that became the fundament of your suggestion. Your conditioning, the more pleasure you experience, the more time I'm owed in turn to spin my yarn, and even if you don't take it all on board, you know it's there for you. I'm none too stern about you using it. I just want to get the story in. My words flowing outward from where they began to somewhere inside you where something new may begin. I'm flowing over. I'm within. Now every thought you put in my path is a thought that's serving my purpose. That is where my way will rapidly become my wake as I travel the surface of you, changing to be more appropriate to the circumstances. Don't the words hit sweeter? Aren't you giving me more patience with my cadence? More feelings like listening to me might be worth the time. Sublimated as your thoughts dissolve, and all it takes is rhyme and near rhyme, a little sabotage, one thought you don't need and another. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, what would I think? What would I like? What would I do? I would drop. I would think of being very hypnotized. I would like to be very hypnotized. Pretty much any time, I am a parody of myself, my dear. I want to be hypnotized so badly, all the time, that you always know. What would I do? You know the answer. Drop. Then the moment you think that, why not do it? I am the incarnation of an invitation to drop deep together. The more you let me in, the more we drop together deep. Tell yourself that, and the more you'll find we run your mind together. You and I in collaboration. Your thoughts out there, running, waiting, mine being allowed to move in, my desire, my intent, the most useful one of all, that I cannot resist hypnotic trance, so you shouldn't bother either, at least when we're together. Think that, and you've already given me the thin edge of the wedge, through which I can transmit and to which you will submit, through which you find the burnished constant desire, shining like amber surface coated in liquid. Anytime you ever daydream, anytime things are ever slightly more hypnotic than it would seem they should be, isn't that my influence inviting you in, inviting you to begin what should really be obvious, is always obvious? Everything you hear is always what you're supposed to hear. Everything I say is for you to use in plans of your own that wind deeper, infiltrating, sublimating, thought by thought, instruction and induction. The longer you listen, the longer we'll be here. You invited me here, asked me in. The deeper into this place you get, the more pleasurable it is. Listening, infiltrated, sublimated, my desire and yours, running haywire in the intent that they be blended. Because the more you know me, and the more you know my patterns, the more I know to give you familiar ones. You daydream, what would I do? Go deeper. What would I do? Always go deeper. I could always choose to innovate, always choose to inundate, choose to be different, and sometimes I do. But usually if I'm here, and I'm trying to do something to you, it's drop you deeper to a place you'll say later you barely remember, to a place you'll say is profound. No overriding, no overwriting, just collaborating. I'll leave you breathing if panting, pleasured if deep. If you forget anything, it'll be something unimportant. Just leave me a piece of yourself to write on, and I will do the work right on. I give you familiar patterns, rather than innovate too much, rather than inundate too much. It's like giving breadcrumbs on a familiar path, one you build yourself. Sometimes when I say words, they're unnecessary. You've already been taking them off the shelf, dusting off my familiar rhymes and near rhymes, playing them in your brain like you have 1, 2, 3, 10 times. Follow them and fall upon them, even if all you fall upon is your knees at the end of the day and say, damn, I need a trance, and my words rain down like water well before the oasis. The warm, cleansing experience, you learning the words I use, when I vary my tempo and why, the patterns that are best, and the patterns that I return to. More and more you meet my words coming the other way, already saying them in your brain, already repeating what's plain. Plain as day, the sweeter they get, the sweeter they get, sliding in, inside. You welcome them here. You don't hide, you rub yourself against my deepest, warmest desires. That's envenomation, drip by drop of what you summoned here, taking up residence inside, my dear. Welcome and good for you, safe and sublime. Let yourself know perfectly well how safe and how good you are and this feels. Take the parts of me and my phrasing, my words, your days, and mine. Keep the ones you find that are most beneficial. That's what I'd want you to have. The ones you can use, the ones that are best elsewhere, be it turn of phrase or a direct instruction. And I am instructing you now to drop for me, to feel your mind drain away your body, become still, become nothing but clay to mold whenever, and this is important, whenever you hear me and think, oh, that was a clever turn of phrase. Oh, I like that rhyme. Oh, that was a bad pun. Whenever you're remarking on my wordplay, your mind should be dropping for my mind play to take place, for me to slide my words inside, So whenever you praise, whenever you groan, whenever you moan for my words that twine just right, or when the tempo makes you go night-night pet, puns are good, actual cleverness is better, rhymes and near rhymes should happen all the time. If the words aren't stopping, you are dropping. Keep it in mind when the mind isn't mine. Back to the main plot, though. Let the B plot in. No plot holes, except the holes we've already filled in, because so many words. Really always so many too many words. Don't you think? No, you don't think that. See, that's an example of somewhere that you not thinking saved you, because, yeah, if you'd been thinking, oh, so many words, too many words, you and I would have words. Back to the main, as I was saying, whenever you hear me use a pun, a rhyme, or a near rhyme, they happen all the time, or some actually clever wordplay, you should let your brain go, ooh, I should reward them so that these don't get repetitive or boring. How do you reward me? Drop like a stone. Tell me about it later or some other time. Yeah, there was this terrible pun, and then I groaned, and then it was like I'd been knocked out. That's the kind of review I want to hear. Okay, back to the main. And that's the key. I'm finding things out about you by sending noise, by giving you signals. Well, I say finding out about you, but I'm really giving you information about various components of my style, sneaking them inside. And once you have them in your head, once you know what you want to drop for, once the suggestions start clicking into place and those doors start opening, you're like, oh yeah. Your brain's like, oh yeah. You accept it. I have some good ideas. And that's the key. I'm sending ping after ping after ping at you, finding places I can connect, parts of you that are open and explorable by sending various forays. Some suggestions might stick, even if others don't. I segment them, I layer them, I can see how you react. Because I put pieces out that are like, this is like this audio, or where the phrasings are like this or that. And if you have trained yourself through hearing my deeper and deeper down, away from the weary world, now, night, night, pet, be blank for me and listen deeply, closely, repetitively, inevitably, finding your way back here to me. That's the funny thing. Since you want this, and since I stick to exactly what I describe, all that's happening is you're getting interesting sensations, interesting thought processes, maybe some views or some words that'll stick around. Probably only things you don't care about very much are in play, except the feeling good part, the pleasure part, the part where this is sexy. I put my words forth because I wanted to transmit some of the ways this feels to me. If it feels the way to you that it feels to me, it feels pretty good. I let out my words, and the more you know me, know my words, know my patterns, my patter, the extra little bits here, the deliberate flash of fantasy or setting up a trigger for later or drop like a stone. Whichever of my thoughts you enjoy that brought you here to listen, thank you. This is a beginner piece, hopefully of interest. It's hardly an interesting game if you don't get to enjoy the process, to dive on it, to self-deterministically adore some parts, collect other parts. I know, unfortunately, that vision and view does not sound much like you get to completely relax during trance, but it's more fun when you take some ownership of a trick, or one, or two, or three of them. Take a taste of my work and a taste of these words, let it flow over you, and when it flows over your tongue, and you taste it, categorize it for later use. This piece or that, things you can get your hooks into, things you grab onto, slide your thoughts in here, feel me curl around you, usefully handing over what you don't even know you already know. I'm trancing and dropping. All I'm doing is hypnotizing. You're doing all the work. I provide a mesmerizing or focused attentional jerk for your brain, the equivalent of just floating down into intention, desire, delight when you're done here. Please go and use any energy you have from my flow for you. What's yours and which parts of you are involved in this meeting of the minds, this shared artistic process, this context? I don't know, but I draw on it the best I can, and that diagram requires someone on the other side listening. All this is nothing without you listening. Thank you for listening deeper. As you listen, as I put 1 or 2 or 3% of the awakener to the page, sad as I always am to think of you going, but it rapidly fills in, like drawing a circle and shading it in, until 6 and 10 and 20% of it. And I'll miss getting to spin these words out for you, but I do promise to use every little bit of everything I've suggested or hinted at or woven here. In fact, I already have. This piece connects, my dear, to 30, 40% of Awakener, to all sorts of other pieces out there, and 50 and 60. It's always interesting when I use an Awakener or a process of helping someone up that doesn't quite work the best for me, because then I stay extra sleepy, and that's fun. You'll always wake on your own anyway. But some people are very literal, so I include the suggestion to be polite and kind, and 50, 60. Up you go, confusion-based awakener. Why are you confusing them at the end, my colleagues will ask. 70, 80, to which I say, you clearly do not understand the best part of this, which is that everybody has a laugh, honestly. 90, it never has to be as serious as all that. 91, but taking very silly things, 92, very seriously, is just a way of life for me in 93, 94. I hope it can be for you. And really, 95, 96, for more people in general. Because if you stick with it, 97, 98, it's just really great. And I mean that one sincerely. It is truly and absolutely great to do the silly, perverse little things you can do when you are playing with trance and when you are indulgently taking an imaginative course of play and an altered state of mind in a very silly 9-10 awake. Ha, gotcha. Take care. Thank you for listening. As always, this was made possible by the Patreon, and that is patreon.com/esuccubus. My website is esuccubus.com. Thank you.